Thanks for tuning in to LGR Reviews on the Let's Get Ready Network, the place for coverage of all the things you love. On this feed, we cover movies, TV, video games, and more. If you're interested in supporting the network, you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/LGR_network. And please leave a rating and a review of this episode. Enjoy the show, everyone. What's good, everybody? It's your boy Ferris Madonna. Welcome again to LGR Reviews. On today's episode, I will be reviewing The Iron Claw, a movie about the Von Erich family, the wrestling family in the mid-80s that was deep in the heart of Texas, in Dallas, Texas. Shout out to the Sportatorium. It's one of wrestling's first ever families, a family marred by darkness, some say cursed. Some say just extremely unlucky and a tragic story about them. Actually, what's funny about me reviewing this movie is I saw this movie as a screener. I was invited to one, threw me off. It was pretty dope. I enjoyed the screener. So shout out to the homies for allowing me to watch it that way. But the movie is about a wrestling family. But the movie isn't about wrestling whatsoever. It literally is not a wrestling film if you think about it. It's a family tragedy. It's a man's pursuit of greatness that he thought he was supposed to be given. And he wasn't giving it to him. So he thought he was slighted. Someone screwed him over in Fritz Von Erich, the patriarch of the family. And that's because Fritz was a wrestler. Fritz became the baddest man he thought of. And back in the day when he was wrestling, he was like, what? How do I be a bad guy? Which is a heel. How do I be that? He became a Nazi. And he was like, I'm going to be the best heel. They're going to give me the title. I'm going to get the notoriety of this thing. And he never got it. And he always felt some type of way about it. And he then pushed his sons, Kevin and David, to be those wrestlers, to do what he couldn't do. He created a wrestling promotion in Dallas, world class championship wrestling, the WCCW. That's what it was. My brain was a little mumbled, but that is. And then he basically built his sons. Those were the people. His sons were the men. Kevin was first. Kevin was the second oldest, because he did have an older brother named Jack, who unfortunately passed away when he was 6 or 7. He was unfortunately electrocuted in an accident at their trailer park. And this is going to be a common occurrence in this family. Death marks this family. And the way Sean Durkin, who wrote and directed this movie, conveyed that, was phenomenal. It was tremendous. As the movie was going along, I just felt moved and touched by it. Kevin, who is technically the oldest out of the six Von Erich kids, because there is a sixth one. His name was Chris. They don't really touch a lot about him in the movie, but he also died as well. As the movie kept going along, Kevin is put in the spotlight, played by Zac Efron, and he's going to be the next man up. He's going to be the one. This guy is going to give me that belt. And then what happens is the NWA, who is the big wrestling promotion in the United States of America, who then give their titles to people. They say, hey man, your kid Kevin, does he have what he got, Fitz? We're gonna send our champion down there. He's gonna wrestle him. This is one of the big moments of the movie. And Harley Race, their champion, played by, I believe, Kevin Anton. There's this moment where they're outside of the ring and he suplexes Kevin, played by Zach, onto the concrete. And something happens to Kevin. He can't get up. He can't get up. I think he probably hurt his ribs, hurt his sternum. He just couldn't breathe. And that's when you felt that everything that Fritz worked for through Kevin is done. And you see the disappointment in Fritz, and he makes it into the ring, and he's trying to rebound. Kevin's trying to rebound, and Fritz is kind of like, oh my God, please God, don't let this be my dream. Because this isn't Kevin's dream. This is his dad's dream. Kevin's dream is just to be with his family. It's a very constant theme in the movie. Family is what Kevin cares about. That's it. Family. His dream is to be with his family, to do anything with his brothers. Whatever his brothers are doing, he wants to do it with them. That was his dream. His dream was never to be the wrestler. If his brother said, let's go be carpenters, Kevin was going to be a carpenter. The movie is through Kevin's eyes, because Kevin is the last remaining Von Erich of that generation. Everyone else has passed away. Mom, dad, and his brothers. So Kevin is the lens of the film. And it is a just deeply sad lens. There's moments of light and brilliance in this film when he meets Lily James's character, his future wife, Pam. You can see the light in his eyes. But after he completely screws up the Harley Race match, which NWA was really looking at, it's like, is this kid the next one? His brother, David, the worker, which is a guy who's very good in the ring. He's not very athletic. He knows how to wrestle. He doesn't really use his athletic ability like that. So David gets on the mic after the match and cuts a promo on Harley Race, and it goes over like gangbusters. And that was the moment Kevin knew he was going to get passed over for the world title, and it's on to David. But Kevin never held that against David. He didn't care. He didn't care because he loved his family. And that's what just grabbed my heart. Because I am David. No. I'm Kevin. I want my family to win. If I'm not the one providing the winning, I don't care. We're going to win. And I'm not even talking about family as in my brothers and sisters and mothers. Yeah, of course. But the people I call family, the friends over the years that I've called family, you know, I want them to win. I want to help them win. And that's what Kevin did. He helped them to win. He got passed over to David because David was a better on the mic. Clearly that Kevin wasn't good on the mic, and being good on the mic is key in pro wrestling, but he got passed over. David is learning to be a wrestler. He's getting real good, and they start forming a tag team. And Fritz's mind is moving and grooving, right? Fritz is like, my dream. This is Fritz's dream. He wants one of his kids to be the man as the wrestler. Fritz is basically making little Fritzes. And that's where it's all wrong. You shouldn't do that. You should let your kids find out what they want in life. And it really comes to head with one of the kids. Kevin, they actually liked pro wrestling, but he would do anything with his brothers. Whatever his brothers wanted, they were going to wrestle. David liked wrestling. He liked wrestling. He wanted to wrestle, so he wrestled. But then with Carrie, the fourth, the youngest technically, because their older brother Jack died, Kevin being the second, David being the third, and now Carrie being the fourth. Carrie actually wasn't a wrestler. He was a shot putter. He was an Olympic shot putter. He was going to go to the Olympics in 1980. But America boycotted those. So they sent all the Olympics away. So Carrie comes back. This is all in the film, man. You can see it. And it gets to the point where everything converges, where all three of them, you got Kevin, David, and Carrie, all three of them are in the ring winning titles. You know? I want to show you a photo, a juxtaposition of, see, here's the real Von Erichs in the black and white, in the movie Von Erichs in the black and white. So you have Jeremy Allen White as Kerry Von Erich, Harris Dickerson as David Von Erich, And you have Zac Efron as Kevin Von Erich. And same thing here. You have Carrie, David, and you have Kevin. And then Fritz is in the middle. And then there's Fritz in the middle with Holt McCullen. They're going to become wrestlers. Wrestling is key. They want to wrestle. They have a little brother named Mike. Mike don't want to wrestle. Mike's a little brittle. Mike isn't built for wrestling, like physically built for wrestling. He wants to be a rock star. He wants to be a rock star. He wants to make music. And then it's a great, great line, great scene of them. Mike wants to play a gig at the university, I believe, in University of Texas. So they got to go to Austin. And mom and dad said no. But the brothers are mischievous and they don't listen. So then they sneak out with Pam. Pam being Kevin's girlfriend at the moment. There's a great scene with Pam and Kevin at the local steakhouse. They're having their brisket. They're just talking about life and stuff. And Zac Efron says something to someone that's like, I just want to be with my brothers. Whatever they're doing, I want to do. My dream is to do anything with them. Because that's what I want to be with them. Mike wants to be a rock star. So they sneak Mike to the performance and he performs and he rocks it. Carrie's happy. David's happy. Kevin's happy. And everything looks great. You have the three wrestlers. Then you have the future rock star. You know? And then you keep going through the movie. You get to Pam and Kevin are at their wedding. And this is when tragedy strikes. This is when the pain strikes in real life. So in real life, David Von Erich is being tabbed to be the next NWA world champion. Like I said, Kevin got passed over. So David is going to become the next guy. The NWA is like, we like David Von Erich, but we need David to go worldwide. We need him to work some matches in Japan. Because back in the day, you got to be worldwide. Japan needs to know your name back in the day. There's a scene at Kevin's wedding when David's in the bathroom and he's throwing up blood. He's just throwing it up. And he just upchucking and just his guts and all his jazz. But then something happened to his intestine. David goes to Japan. And he does some wrestling matches in real life. And then he dies in his hotel room. You know? And it was just sad. He ruptures his intestine, resulting from acute enteritis, I think. There was some fishiness about some wrestlers thought he was doing drugs and painkillers, but the autopsy report says no, his intestine ruptured. And if you know about organs, I think, the only organ you can't replace is your intestine. So his intestine ruptured in his hotel room, probably filled his intestine with blood, and then he dies. In the movie, you don't see it. In the movie, you go from Kevin finding his brother barfing in the bathroom, blood, them shaking hands, loving each other, kissing each other, and then you cut to Kevin driving back home to the home house to meet up with Fritz. He walks in. House was quiet. Fritz is sitting at a table, played by Holt McCullany, I think that's his name. And he tells Kevin, your brother David's dead. Just like that. Because in real life, that's how they found out. Someone calls them in Japan saying, David's dead. And boom, that's it. That's it. Gone. Then, it's the first funeral, the first mark of death. Then we fast forward. The Von Erichs, they need a champion. And the NWA wants to put a title on one of them. And Kevin gets spared, if you think about it, because there's a scene where after the funeral, Fritz literally just buried his son. He just buried his son. But he's like, we have business to attend to. The NWA wants one of us to become champion. They want you or Kevin to become champion. And Kerry's at the moment. Kerry's there. Kerry said, I want the title. Kevin says, I want the title. And Fritz says, we'll flip a coin. And that's the moment where I'm like, so Kevin Von Erich's the only last remaining kid of that second generation. Does that coin flip save Kevin Von Erich? Because the coin flip goes Kerry's way. Kerry gets this title. They have this big, grandiose event of him winning the title in Dallas, I believe at the Cotton Bowl, I think. And everyone's cheering for the name. The Von Erichs are like, everyone knew their name. They're mega stars. Kerry wins the belt. Everything is amazing. They fast forward. Kerry's a little drunk. He's talking to Kevin. They're having fun. They're a little sad because David's not here to see it. And then Kerry's like, all right, I'm going to go. I'm going to hop on my bike. And he go, now mind you, Kerry's been drinking. He's a little lucid. And then he's driving. And he on the motorcycle. And he's going fast on the freeway. And then boom, black. And then they cut to Kerry the next morning. Or I think they fast forwarded a couple months, probably. Kerry's getting out of the bed in crutches. So you're like, oh my God, he was in a motorcycle accident. That's horrible. And you only see the upper top of his body, and he's in crutches, and he's in crutches. And then he gets to the fridge, and this is why I think Sean Durkin was phenomenal in his reveal. So there was a story at that moment after Kerry won the NWA title that he lost his leg. He lost his foot in a motorcycle accident. Fritz Von Erich and the Von Erich said that never happened. And they tried to keep that lie going. That never happened. But then it was quickly found out he did. And the way they reveal that Kerry Von Erich lost one of his feet was jarring. It was a little juxtaposed. It threw me off a little. I knew it happened because I know the story. Before the movie, I knew it happened. I was like, how are they going to show me that Kerry lost his foot? And Sean Durkin, phenomenal. The emotion it's conveying of this movie, and you're seeing just the sadness of it. So Kerry has one foot. Kevin has been relegated to tag team competition with his brother, Mike. And this is the key right here. Mike wanted to be a rock star. He didn't want to wrestle. He said, I don't like wrestling. And I personally think, but Fritz pushed him and he pushed him and he pushed him. He's like, you're going to be a wrestler. That's what we do. We're wrestlers. We wrestle. Mike didn't want to wrestle. It just, you forcing your kid to do something he doesn't want to be. A lot of that happened back in the day. A lot of that happens now. You're going to do what I tell you to do. You're going to be what I want you to be. I don't care what you want. You know? This movie showed the complex relationships of fathers and sons. David wanted to be a wrestler. Kevin just wanted to be with his brothers. Kerry was trying to go to the Olympics, but he had to fall back to wrestling. Mike wanted to be a rock star. But they were all shoveled into the wrestling funnel by Fritz. So David's dead. Mike is now taking, basically took David's spot. It's Carrie, Mike, and Kevin. And they're wrestling in tag teams and six-man tag matches. And Mike's learning. He's learning. It's a little rough on his body. He's fragile. He's brittle. You know? Not everyone's body's built the same. He couldn't get buff like his brothers. Like I said, look at this. You see this photo and look at the real Von Erichs in the black and the white. They're jacked. Mike never got that jacked. And then tragedy strikes Mike. They're wrestling in Israel, I believe. Well, Israel. And he dislocates his shoulder. Bad. He like dislocates his shoulder. He went to the hospital, but then he developed a fever of 107. He was diagnosed with something called toxic shock syndrome, which gave him some brain damage. And then he lost a lot of weight. And it just goes downhill for Mike. It just goes downhill after that. They didn't show this in the movie, but he also did suffer some head injuries from a car accident. But it just kept getting worse because they wanted him to replace David. They didn't want him to be Mike Von Erich. They wanted to be him David Von Erich. Because he's like, but I'm not David. And another source of family strife, wanting one person to be another person, basically trying to replace the void. Fritz didn't love Mike for being Mike. He didn't want Mike to be Mike. Mike wanted to be a rock star. He wanted to play music. Fritz didn't care about that. He's like, you're going to be David. And the pressure of him trying to be David, who was going to be their next superstar. He's like, I don't want to be a wrestler. I don't want to be David. He's like, you got to be David. Be David. It got to Mike. Hurt shoulder. Toxic shock syndrome. Brain damage. Speech was a little slurred. I didn't know this, but they were so famous that when Mike got out of a coma, everyone found out he was in a coma. But when he got out of the coma, they were so famous, they had to do a press conference at the hospital where people had to find out, like, is Mike okay? That's how famous they were in the 80s in Texas. People wanted to know what was going on with Mike. So Mike was there with Kevin in the press conference, which was Zac Efron and Stanley Simmons, who plays Mike Von Erich in the movie. And they're doing this press conference. I didn't know this. Now imagine you just had the worst moment of your life. And you're at a press conference explaining to everyone, like, in your speech a little slurry, you've lost a bit of yourself. Now you have to go in front of the cameras and tell everyone, thank you for caring about me, but I don't feel good about myself. And my dad's not really helping me out because my dad never wanted me to be myself. He wanted me to be my brother who he lost. And then that leads Mike, one of the most gut-wrenching scenes in this movie. He's writing his suicide note. He writes it. It's the night before. He gets a sleeping bag and he's walking to the lake nearby their house. He overdoses on painkillers and drinks. And he dies near the lake. And Sean Durkin pans out the camera and people find out the suicide note, and they're looking for him. Like, they're all spread out. You can see all of them spread out, and they find him. And it's just gut-wrenching because Mike, with the brain damage, he can't walk right. he's a little bit slow in his speech and his pronunciations. And it's just horrifying to watch because he didn't want to wrestle. He didn't want to wrestle. He was forced to wrestle by his father. His death was preventable. That's the biggest storyline of this movie. The tragedy that happened was preventable. It was preventable. Harry didn't have to go on the motorcycle. Fritz didn't have to force Mike to wrestle. David should have went to the hospital when he was throwing up blood. But they couldn't. Because they needed to wrestle to make Fritz happy. They needed to live up to the name. Kevin Von Erich, Zac Efron, the beginning of the movie, talks about how one of his ancestors said that this family's cursed. And how darkness follows. And him and Pam have a child together after they got married. After Mike's funeral, two things happen. So he makes sure his children have his wife's name because he's like, I'm not giving them my name. It's cursed. And then after Mike's funeral, I believe, he doesn't go home. He tells Pam, Lily James's character, to take the kids and go home. And he said, I can't be near you. All I do is bring death. That's all I do. And you're watching this heartbreaking scene of him telling his wife and his two beautiful kids, I can't be near you because I'm scared I'm going to kill you. I'm scared that my existence, my name, my being near you is going to lead us to die. I don't deserve happiness. He doesn't think he deserves happiness. He believes in the curses. And I'm going to be real with you. Modern day people believe in curses. I kind of believe in curses. Because how do you explain two of your sons dying in a span of 3 years? Dies in 84, David Von Erich. Mike dies in 87. And then the kid they don't talk about in the movie, Chris, dies in 91. Chris Von Erich, who they don't talk about in the movie, he shot himself in the head. And it was just bad. It's just pain and suffering for this family. Sometimes I don't have words when I talk about this movie or when I talk about this story, because when I came out of the theater for this movie, I called my brothers right away. Because I go back to Kevin Von Erich. I just want to be with my brothers. I just want to be with my brothers. There's a frantic scene by Jeremy Allen White, who plays Kerry Von Erich, where he's calling his brother Kevin and he's freaking out and he's flipping out. And he calls his dad. He says, Dad, Kerry's freaking out, man. Gotta go check on him. Check on him. You need to check on him. And the next day, Carrie shoots himself near the tree near the house. Kevin drove to the house and said, "Hey, where's Carrie?" And him and his dad are arguing, and the gun that Carrie bought his dad for Christmas is missing. And they hear a gunshot. Boom. They hear a gunshot. They hear a gunshot, yo. Outside. And they run outside and they see Carrie just lying there near the tree. And they run. And Carrie shot himself. Carrie shot himself. And then, this is the moment where Kevin lost it. And he attacks his dad. Says, "You were supposed to protect them. It's your job to protect them. It was your job to protect us. You didn't protect us." Fritz Von Erich was so hell-bent on being the man he thought he should have been because NWA slighted him, that he forced his kids into madness. His family was forced to deal with death and destruction. The coin flip saves Kevin Von Erich. Pushing David. David had to wrestle all the time. He had to wrestle in Missouri, Texas. He had to fly to Japan. There was no breaks. He was throwing up blood in the bathroom of his brother's wedding. And no one said go to the hospital. No one said it. Because you had to keep wrestling, man. The show got to go on. Because if you don't wrestle and you take some breaks off, they'll move on from you. Forcing Mike to wrestle when he didn't want to wrestle. You got to be David. Imagine you lose your brothers in 84, 87, 3 years. Then 4 years later, you lose another brother. And then 2 years after that, you lose another brother. 9 years. 9 years. You're Kevin Von Erich. You lose four of your brothers in 9 years. Kevin and Pam always said they want a ranch with a big family. And they got that. They got a ranch and a big family in Hawaii. But there's a scene where he's watching his children play throwing the ball left and right. And Zac Efron says, his sons are brothers. And he just says, "You know what? The greatest thing in the world is to be a brother. I used to be a brother." Because when Carrie dies in the movie, they go to like this heaven, I guess. He meets Mike and David. And he meets their older brother, Jack. This movie is just gut-wrenching. It's not about wrestling. It's about family. It's about pain, loss, dealing with it. Kevin Von Erich, he loses his older brother, who he knew for 2 years. He loses his four younger brothers in 9 years. He loses his dad in 97. He loses his mom. There's a scene with his mom, played by Moira Tierney, where she's crying her eyes out, looking at this black dress, where she's like, everyone's going to recognize this dress. I need a new dress. And she just loses it. And Pam, played by Lily James, says, it doesn't matter about the dress. The dress doesn't matter. And she's crying in Lily James's arm. Because the reason they would recognize that black dress is that they've been so many funerals. Imagine losing five of your six kids. A parent's worst nightmare, I've been told, is outliving your child. You're not supposed to outlive your child. Now imagine her outliving five of her six. What must she be dealing with? And Sean Durkin just drops these scenes in these movies that fit perfectly, that just encapsulate everything of a person. When Kevin attacks his dad and he cusses him out, he cuts the Holt and Holt's Fitz Von Erich is distraught. The scene with the mom in the black dress. Kevin throughout the entire movie, the pain he must have been suffering. It was amazing. It was an amazing film. Sean Durkin hit it out of the park. I believe I tweeted out something. I'm going to read you one of my tweets. Let me bring it up real quick. Because when I watched the movie, I tweeted out something. I didn't review it. I just tweeted it out. Quick little thing. I said, I believe, let me see. Someone lately liked it about this movie. Trying to find it, y'all. I got you. One moment. Right here. Saw a screening of The Iron Claw today. Good golly almighty. What a tremendous film. Being a wrestling fan, I am extremely familiar with the Von Erich story, and the way Sean Durkin told it was gripping. It made me call my brothers and tell them I love them, because that's what this movie did. I called my brother and I told him I loved him, both of them. I tried to do it all three of them, but the third one, I don't know how to get in contact with them because sometimes they get in trouble and they take away his phone. It is. I do have a gripe. They did bring a guy named Rick who played Ric Flair. His voice kind of took me out of it. I started laughing a bit. Just didn't fit Ric Flair. A lot of people were talking about how MJF was in this movie. He played the fake Von Erich named Lance. In real life, that was the beginning of the end of the Von Erichs, because the Von Erichs, you knew they were all brothers. They're all blood brothers. It wasn't this fake, wrestling brother stuff. They were actual brothers. So when they brought in Lance Von Erich, the audience was like, why are you lying to us? Why are you trying to lie to us? We don't appreciate you lying to us. And that was the beginning of the end of World Class Championship Wrestling, WCCW. Because they were very compact in the regions. And you knew stuff. So you kind of had to, like, the wrestlers couldn't really lie because they had to live the gimmick because the regions were so small, so you knew everybody. So when Lance came in, everyone was like, that's not a real Von Erich. You're lying to us. That's not okay. And all the fans left. And WCCW had to be sold to save them from going bankruptcy. And losing their house and home and all that stuff. At the end of the day, go watch this movie. I'm gonna go Roger Ebert, Gene Siskel on you. It's a thumbs up. Go watch this movie. It's gonna pull your heart out of your body. But sometimes you need to be reminded of what you have in life. Because what if you lose 5 of your siblings in a span of 9 years? Did you tell them you love them? Do they know you love them? Do they know you care about them? Do they know that you will do anything for them? And that's what this movie did for me. I made sure to tell them that I love them and I care about them. Because at the end of the day, there's nothing I would do for family. There's nothing I wouldn't do for family. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here for this review. I didn't know I was going to go this long. I'm going to be real with you. This movie really brought about a lot of emotions, man, because I love my brothers. And they're, this movie really got me. So have a wonderful day, evening, morning, night, afternoon, whenever you're watching this. Tell your siblings you love them. And tell them you care about them. So everyone, stay safe, be cool, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace.